This is just sort of a bizarre scene at the Supreme Court today, as they took up this case about whether or not Congress can outlaw video showing dogs fighting or other small animals being tortured and killed. The Supreme Court justices today, part of their discussion, centered around whether, you know, maybe someday there would be a human sacrifice channel, and would that be legal or not? Joining me live to talk about this, internet law expert Travis Crabtree at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Travis, strange times.
It is, and this is a case that made some strange bedfellows when you've got the free speechers, your ACLU, teaming up with the NRA, going against the government and the Humane Society.
Now, explain this for us. What does this stem from?
It stems from some dogfighting videos that were sold online, and there was a law passed in 1999 that makes it unlawful to sell, possess, a depiction of animal cruelty with the intention of selling it.
Okay.
There are exceptions to the law that says if it's used for news or artistic value, educational, journalistic values, then it's okay. But the question before the court is whether that law was too broad.
How do you think this will play out?
Well, based on the commentary I've read, it looks like all the justices were giving the government a pretty hard time, and pointed out their examples were this would outlaw videos or depictions, not even necessarily videos, of bullfights, and everything from geese and making faux gras, because that's probably not the most fun experience for the geese, and any depictions of that could be prosecuted under this law.
Is this kind of like what we heard about child porn versus the depictions of child porn, if you will, the computer-generated stuff?
It is. That one had a big fight about whether or not the word depiction created a problem. I mean, you can think of almost every teenage movie that at least my generation grew up with. It was supposed to be high school kids, and most of the plot lines had to do with what they were doing on the weekends with their girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And so there were some depictions, although the actors were overage, and it wasn't even shown, there was depictions in the discussions about it, which could have been prosecuted under the previous laws. And there was a discussion today at the court as to whether or not animals deserve the same protection that children do, underage people, when it comes to possession of child pornography.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see how all this does play out. And, of course, we'll get back in touch with Travis whenever that ruling does come down so he can break it down for us. Travis Crabtree, thank you so much.
Thank you.